Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يَدْعُو, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. A very important dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a dua that is called one of these when we collect the scholars have collected the ahadith that are jami' al-du'a, which means a du'a that collects a lot of things in it. This is one of those brief du'a that has a lot of benefits in it. Very brief du'a, but it has a very important du'a. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Ya Allah, I see guidance, wa-tuqa, piety. So first thing is hidayah, huda. Ya Allah, I ask you for hidayah. The second is tuqa, taqwa, piety. The third thing is al-afaf, and I ask you for protection. Affa ya'ifu means a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects against evils, against fahisha, against fitnas. So this is what afaf means. So afif is the person who does not get involved and dirty himself into sins and in things that are against the Sharia of Islam. Wal ghina, in Ya Allah, I ask you of being self-sufficient. Ghina means really wealth. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ad'iyah, when he taught us the word ghina in that sense, when in the du'a in ad'iyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means being self-sufficient, which means really a better word might be satisfaction of the mind, that a person getting whatever we receive, whatever blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we receive, we get satisfied. Instead of complaining that I'm not getting this, I need this more, I need this more. Ghina means satisfaction. That a person, whatever he gets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feels that I'm getting more than what I deserve. So, this is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda, wa-tuqa, wal-afafa, wal-ghina. Ya Allah, I seek you for guidance. I ask you for guidance, piety, protection, and ghina, what will be the word for it, the best word? I guess we will use the same. Satisfaction, I guess I would use. And you know what I'm talking about.
Not being dependent on other people?
No.
Okay.
No, satisfaction really is the word. That person getting satisfied that alhamdulillah, I have enough. Satisfaction of the mind. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ. Wealth is not by collecting a lot of wealth. Being wealthy is not by collecting a lot of wealth. إِنَّمَا الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. The real wealth is satisfaction of the mind. That if the person is satisfied, then little is enough, is too much for the person. And if the person does not get satisfied, then believe me, you see people that are getting everything and yet complains. The other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ مِنْ دُعَاءِ دَاوُودِ يَقُولُ. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to make this dua, which means Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is writing the dua of another Prophet of Allah as a very important dua that even the other Prophet of Allah used to make this dua, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make this dua, so it gives it a lot of importance. The dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, I ask you for your love. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. And I ask you to give me the love of those who love you. So one is loving Allah. The second is loving those who love Allah. وَالْعَمَلُ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكُ. And Ya Allah, I ask you to make me do the things that will get me to your love. Do everything that will get me to your love. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد. سبحان الله. يا الله, make your love dearer to me than loving my own self and وأهلي, and loving my family, and even more than a cold water, and is making dua in the blistering heat of Medina. That, ya Allah, make your love more important and dearer to me than my own self and my family and a cold water. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma arzuqni hubbak. Ya Allah, grant me your love. Wa hubba man yanfa'uni hubbahu indak. And the love of a person whose love will help me to get closer to you. Your love and a love of a person whose love will help me to get closer to you. Allahumma ma razaqtani mimma uhibbu faj'alhu quwwatan li fima tuhibbu. Subhanallah. I really love this dua, this prayer, especially this dua. Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much he was thinking about the love of Allah, that he says, Ya Allah, things that I love, ma razaqtani mimma uhibbu, things that you have granted me out of the things that I like and I love, faj'alhu quwwatan li fima tuhibbu, make me use them for getting your love. So Ya Allah, whatever I like to have and you give it to me, then make it a strength for me, a mean for me to use it to get your love. So if I like some money, Ya Allah, make me use the money for your love. If I like food, Ya Allah, make me use this food for your love. If I like strength, Ya Allah, make me use this strength for your love. Whatever you give me out of what I like, make me use it for your love. اللهم وما زويت عني مما أحب فاجعله قوة لي فيما تحب. Ya Allah, whatever I love and you did not grant me that. Whatever I love and you did not grant me that, Ya Allah, make me use not having it. When you don't have something, then we have some spare time. If we would get it, we will spend some time for it. We will have something. Spend some energy after it. So Ya Allah, whatever you do not give me out of what I love to have, then Ya Allah, make me use that thing, those abilities, in your love, in achieving your love. So if a person, for example, doesn't have something, we don't have too many new dresses, so how much time will it take for ironing, for washing, and for taking care of them? Let's use that time for seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah, in every way, in every form, Ya Allah, if you give me something that I love, then make me use it for your love. And if you don't give me something that I love, then make me use the abilities, my abilities, for your love. So Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was always looking for having the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially when he's praying to Allah, and of course, his dua is always sincere, and is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, make me have your love more than loving my own self and my family. And really, this is only when our iman will be completed. Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, they got this blessing just by being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in that no one can be a perfect Muslim, complete Muslim, mu'min, till he loves me more than anything else in his life, more than himself and his family and everything. Umar radiyallahu anhu at that time, he said, Ya Rasulullah, you are dearer to me than anything in my life but myself. He's explaining his situation. Subhanallah, this is when these Sahaba were getting their problem solved. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I feel that you are dearer to me than anything in my life except myself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman cannot be complete without loving me more than yourself. And he said it in such a way that Umar radiallahu anhu's heart was full of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love just within these seconds as he heard these words again from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, now I feel I really have your love more than even myself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ana ya Umar, now Umar, your iman completed. Subhanallah. At least, what we learn from this hadith, number one, the love, how much love we need to have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing is, the benefit these sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in had by being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, Ya Rasulullah, I feel I don't have enough love, and here just few moments, few words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gets it. And the third thing we learn about in this hadith is, Umar radiallahu anhu got a certificate of his iman being complete. Subhanallah. So imagine if at that time his iman was complete, how much further he must have gone in the rest of his life. So, subhanallah, this is the benefit these sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in had. But of course, they had to sacrifice a lot and struggle a lot for being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us His love, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the love of Allah and the love of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of this deen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.